Kevin Dixon is Chief Growth Officer at The Unlimited. What's the plan here, Kevin?
Hi there, Bruce. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. It's great. Yeah, Bruce, as you said, we are a financial services business, and we've got a very unique sales model. We've chosen very deliberately not to employ our own sales people, but rather help set them up in their own businesses. And we've been really refining this model for over 20 years and have to date produced over 1,000 young entrepreneurs. And our goal over the next 5 years is to scale that up and help another 5,000 entrepreneurs open up their own businesses and across the country, not just here in KZN.
Are these franchises that you want to set up for The Unlimited, or if somebody's got a workshop and they're looking for some funding and some help to set up a workshop, you'll help them do that as well? What is the plan?
No, Bruce, it works very similar to a franchise model, but no, we are looking to help set up young entrepreneurs to run their own businesses. And essentially what we do is we provide them with the product to sell, we provide them with the tools, the training, the systems, so that they can go and run their own businesses in the financial services sector.
Okay, but these are basically your agents. You're setting up an agency model. You get 5,000 people to become your agents across the country. I mean, that is the plan, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%, Bruce. Okay. So they would be selling our product, but running their own businesses, which, yes, 100%.
How do you differentiate then? What's The Unlimited's business model? What is in it for these young people that gives them a sense of optimism, a sense of hope that they can go out into the market and sell insurance, which frankly is one of the hardest things in the world to sell, particularly in poorer communities where the value of insurance versus a bit of cash flow is a toss-up most months?
So, Bruce, our model is unique, and we have found over the last 20 years when we've been doing this is that we give somebody the opportunity to run their own business versus being an employee. We really tap into that human spirit, and in that way we set them up. They run their own PTY Limited, and it's their business, and they can make we've got success stories. We've taken young people with no experience, no formal qualifications, and we've trained them up, and they are earning anywhere between 400,000-500,000 rand a month. So we really believe it's a win-win model where we can help grow our business, and in doing so, they grow their businesses. And really, that's our philosophy. It's a win-win philosophy. And we've got a proven track record of taking young people and helping them, you know, achieve their dreams and grow their businesses. And yeah, we're really incredibly proud of that model.
You've been doing it for 20 years. How many businesses have you helped set up during that time?
So we've been doing it just over 20 years, and we've produced over 1,000 entrepreneurs over that time. And over 50 millionaires. And what's remarkable, Bruce, is worth saying is that, as I said, a lot of these people, when they join us, they're youngsters, they've got no formal qualifications except for a matric and no experience in running a business. And we provide all the tools, all the training, all the systems that allow them to go and run their own businesses and do incredibly well. And as I said, we're incredibly proud of the partnership we've got with these business owners and what they've been able to do and shift their lives and their families' lives. And it's a really unique and a wonderful model.
You've managed to create 1,000 enterprises over 20 years, and that's brilliant. And you know, 50 people have done particularly well out of those thousands. That's a very good hit rate. But 5,000 is your goal. I mean, that is massively ambitious. What sort of process do you have in place to do this? I would assume you want to do it sooner rather than later. If you're trying to set up a brokerage business across the country, you need to get this thing moving. How do you do in, you know, 2 or 3 years, you know, five times more than it's taken you 20 years to do?
Yeah, Bruce, we acknowledge it's a very ambitious goal, but it's a goal we deeply believe in. We all know that unemployment is a crisis in this country. We've deliberately set up the model to be exponentially scalable. We've leveraged technology, and today we can train between 600 and 800 new people a month across the country. And we are also really excited that we're going to be taking our limited brand out into the South African market, and we've got an incredibly exciting ad campaign that's breaking on Friday. And we feel that the combination of our sales model and what we've built over the last couple of years with our brand and the story we want to tell the South African market, that we can exponentially grow This business and reach a lot more people a lot quicker.
What sort of qualifications do these young people have to have in order to give financial advice? Because essentially what you're doing is you're giving people advice to spend money with you to buy financial services products. Regulators are quite sticky around financial advice and financial advice models. What sort of assurance do you have to give regulators for this to pass the sniff test there?
Yeah, you're 100% right, Bruce. So we obviously operate in the financial services sector, and it's a highly regulated sector. We comply with all of those regulations. And the people that we work with, the only requirement is that they've got a matric, so no formal qualifications beyond that. And in fact, no even experience running their own businesses. And we provide the products, and we provide a very simple way for them to take that product out into the market where they don't actually end up giving advice, Bruce.
They're not administering advice, they're selling product. How does that sit in a digital world, where more and more sales are being driven through apps? For example, Naked Insurance is one that springs to mind. I see their advertising all over the place. In a world where you can simply buy stuff off an app, do we need human interface in the same way as perhaps we did 20 years ago?
We believe our model of the way we've done it is as relevant today as it's always been. Of course, we acknowledge that technology is playing a bigger role, and we really feel that bringing technology and our model where we can take people and having people speak to people and explain products and really help them through that process is really, it works incredibly well. So we're embracing technology to help these business owners do even better, Bruce.
Who are the underwriters of the insurance products? Because it's all well and good selling insurance. In the case of yet another terrible flood or another case of riots where they've got a huge spike in claims, where would the underwriting happen?
Bruce, you've got multiple underwriters from Suncom, Structured Life, Century. Those are our two biggest underwriters at the moment, Bruce.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kevin Dixon, Chief Growth Officer at The Unlimited. It's a very bold and ambitious task. They've grown 1,000 micro enterprises and 50 big ones over the last 20 years. A goal to grow 5,000. It seems like a very, very big ask. But maybe tech makes it easier than it has been over the last 20 years. Thank you to Kevin Dixon, Chief Growth Officer at The Unlimited this evening.